Since the adoption of the Right to Food guidelines, people, countries, NGOs have been working all over the world to implement them. Experiences were made, but this is the first time that these experiences and the lessons learned are brought together here at FAO and exchanged. And this is extremely important for a new issue as the Right to Food, because people, they will test what they have been doing, they will hear from others, they will validate their experiences, and they will get new inspiration and new motivation for further work.
In this sense, what is the main challenge that Right to Food has to face these days around the world?
One of the major challenges is to be understood properly. The right to food is not the right to free handouts. The realization of the right to food is essential for life. And I think that is where we start. That is a human right, which is inherent in every human being. There is an international human rights framework which sets the standards that need to be followed. And especially in the present food crisis situation, it is aspects of human rights and of good governance which need to be integrated into the response in order to make it more sustainable over time.
There is a problem around the world on soaring food prices. How does a Right to Food Forum aim to prevent the effect of these soaring food prices?
The Right to Food Forum will certainly discuss how the right to food can be part of the analysis why all this happened, but also how it can be part of the solutions to be found, so that the very important technical aspects of food production, distribution and so on, they are merged with aspects related to good governance, to giving voice to the people, to giving empowerment, increasing participation and the respect for human rights. As the word forum says, this is not an ordinary traditional FAO conference where negotiations go on. So forum really means debate. Different opinions, different insights will be allowed, different knowledge will be allowed to come together. The aim is not to have a consensus or a negotiated outcome. The aim is to have a really good discussion on how practically the right to food can contribute to improve the food security for all.